Go on, Frank. I'd like to say, I'll try and keep it brief because I don't want to keep talking, I keep going on and on. But whoever, regarding Tony O'Reilly, if he went down on College Street on a horse and cart, I wouldn't get on with him. Not only publish something, they get justice, because the justice that us ordinary people are looking for, we must be, look at the people that's supposed to be running this country at the moment, look, yes, you get better justice out of being on
the front.
Yeah, the headlines are being on that, Andy. Compared on the headlines,
right?
Compared to on the rest of it, there's another few crowd that should be on it as well, right? Now, you see this fella, my wife came up crying to me in Mountjoy Prison in the early 70s, right? She came up crying to me. And she said, I was on remand, right? I won't go into all the details. So on a so-called robbery of a post office, right? But however, before I was convicted, right? This fella molested my wife. 40 buses. She was on the way up to Finglas. This fella, in front of a crowd, witnesses, dragged up with the knickers, right? Searched her handbag, in front of loads of witnesses on the 48 bus. And the 40 bus. This was happening all the week I was in Mountjoy, right? When the bus went up to Glass 1170, this fella off the bus gets on again, right? Does the same all over, molests her in front of members of the public. After that again, when the bus got up to Abbottstown Drive in Finglas, right? That's Capper Road, not far from the bottom of the hill pub. My wife wasn't drinking, she gets off the bus. Who gets on the bus, molests her again in front of witnesses. She gets off the bus again. She goes down Rathcote Road, facing her blind father, right, who lived there. Molested her again, right? Down on the Abbottstown Drive, right? Does the same again in a more little discreet way. My boy was sexually abused, sexually molested while I was in jail. I campaigned against Bertie Ahern's bowl. Not just on my behalf, on loads of people's behalf who are getting abused. I've stitches all over my head from these guarded blackguards. Battened all over. I'm not against all the Gardaí. Now that monument up in O'Connell Street there, right, the far end. The far end there, Charles Stewart Parnell's monument. Right? We never got no justice. Them words, the people that are a disgrace. This, they're not saying, well, his boss is here, right? Let him come to justice. I'm charging him now with sexually abusing my wife while I was in jail. But there's witness, I'm sure some of them are still alive. Now, that's only one episode. Now, on another occasion, my mother was charged with six housebreakings. My mother was charged with 15 housebreakings in Bertie Ahern's constituency in Drumcondra. I was in the Bridewell. I was released three times in the one day in the Bridewell, right? We let you go. It was 15 housebreakings. If you charge, well, let's go on to charge your mother. Right? We'll charge your mother. I couldn't believe it. Right? They went ahead and charged my mother with 15 housebreakings. Sullivan was one of them, right? I have to name them, right? Sullivan and Bradley, Detective Bradley. I mentioned all these people. I said, I don't want you to redress money. That's only a little. Okay, I'll take a little. And I get on with justice. I want to expose this justice. My head is cracked open so many times. Stitches. Every time I come out of different police stations. Over the hospitals. And the medical profession. No, they weren't too good. Some of them are good. But they seen I was brought down from Mountjoy on another occasion. Right? And there was some like 40 Gardaí. And there was only two prisoners. Yet there was 40 prisoners. That was brought after so-called Roya, say prison warders Roya, and they were brought over to the matter. 40 prison police guard, 4 prisoners, 3 prisoners in JF Street Hospital. And yet with a team of prisoners who were handcuffed over, JF Street Hospital. And yeah, you'd be a big team of Gardaí guarding 2 or 3 prisoners in Jermyn Street. There's a waste of taxpayers' money. That money, my brother, certain people, my family, my mother, we could do that compensation money. If justice, proper justice was done, we could share out all these millions. So I shook hands with Bertie Ahern. He told me lawyers. That's it. So there, look, the Beano, look. Jesus, the people. It's a pain, though. It's a pain. All the years of on the military tar- being on the bleeding dandy. I've talked to people in the National Library about this. I've talked to judges about none of them, maybe one or two, to give you a little bit of help. But still waiting for justice. I've seen this stuff. Another corrupt police force that kidnapped Brent Moore. Brutality and straitjackets.
Great, thanks a million for that. Rory's next.
Yeah, just very quickly, I think
I just have to say, I admire that man there, right? That's the type of people I admire. Because I'll tell you why. Some people out there who think they're big shots, I would call them, would look at that man and say, oh, he's a fucking head case. He's an uneducated man who's been wrong. But when he points up that poster of Noel Conroy, the man who is central to my family's case, and people would hear in Northern Ireland the problems that they have with the special branch. Now, I would invite every single person in this audience, anywhere in Ireland, to get their local politician to put down a question. And the following question would be, to ask the Minister for Justice, how many special branch officers from the rank of Chief Superintendent to Assistant Commissioner to Garda Commissioner are in our Garda Force? And I guarantee the answer will be every single one of them. And the problem in Northern Ireland was the special branch, MI5, and we have the same problem in our country. And he slightly touched on the point about political corruption and Bertie Ahern. Well, everybody here saw the Charlie Haughey documentary. Now, Charlie Haughey, what makes me sick in this country is the fact that good, honest, decent people who voted Fianna Fáil all their life would still stand up to this day and say, Jesus, Charlie was a great man. But Charlie Haughey, I would describe the same as Ceausescu, who got a bullet in the head for the things that Charlie Haughey did. And the fact that all the dictators around the world got a bullet in the head. And the fact that if we had a Minister for Justice in the 1920s of like Michael McDougall, I'm absolutely 100% sure that he would have been shot in the head. So basically, the bottom line is our police force, and the problem with it is the people running it are special branch. And if you go back to the Kerry Beebe case, they said they disbanded the murder squad. Well, I can tell the people of Ireland they never disbanded the murder squad, because they're now called the National Criminal Bureau of Investigation, which was formerly called the Serious Crime Squad. And the bottom line is that this government, who have been more or less in power, Fianna Fáil, for three quarters of our since this country was founded, they have been in power three quarters of it. They established a complaints board system after the Kerry Babies Tribunal and said, where we've cured the problem. Well, they've done the same thing with the reports that's come out in the Morris Tribunal. We've established a commission, and it's a great job. Just wait and see. Well, the people of Ireland waited 20 years for the complaints board, and there's an average of 1,200 to 1,300 complaints a year lodged to that complaints board. But I can tell you from my experience with the complaints board and other people's experiences with the complaints board that I know about, that if people had the confidence in the complaints board, there would be at least 67,000 complaints a year, not just 1,200 or 1,300. And I mean, I admire that man there, because I can see that man there is hurting severely, and there's nobody to help him. So keep the chin up.